Happy and creative.
With
Mr. Frank,
Scott,
Mandy,
Bruce,
Philip,
Austin,
Eric.
All right, we are all here. It is August 26, 2016. It's Friday, and this is our first podcast, guys. Are you pretty excited?
I think so.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
It's all right.
So just a little introduction to us. This is Radio KGNU class from Imagine's Core Labor Source, located in Longmont, Colorado. What we do here is we learn different things about radio stations and about radio journalism in hopes to kind of develop our communication skills and our love of radio. So what I would really like us to do today, at least for this first episode, is just talk about us, who we are, what we like, what we love about Core. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah, it sounds great.
It sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well then, why don't we start it out right away? Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
Would you like to tell us a little about yourself?
Sure.
All right. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Hi, it's Frank, and everything is okay, good shape, and my life is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes... sometimes like poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I love poetry a lot.
Nice.
Stories.
Great.
I like those. And I like the way I think about things, about what you are, where you've been.
Excellent. Excellent.
And most of what I like the most is Core and Labor Source.
Cool.
And the way I feel about friends, especially Johnny.
Well, there you go. Oh, you're just buttering me up, aren't you?
No.
I like it. All right. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
What about you, sir? What's your name?
Scott.
Scott, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you like to do?
Like roller coasters and go for a walk in a park over by my house.
Nice. So roller coasters. Do you like really fast and high roller coasters, or like the slower kind of kiddie roller coasters?
Fast.
You're a daredevil, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're way tougher than I am. Yeah. Anything else that you really like?
I'm about ready to switch providers.
Nice. You got a lot of movement and things going on in your life. Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Change can be scary sometimes, I know, but we always welcome it, right? Because you never know. It could be a really great thing. Awesome.
Because then I live with one for 8 years.
Yeah, you guys are really familiar with each other. That's going to be wonderful. Awesome. Good to hear from you, Scott. All right, lady over there. Are you ready to introduce us to you?
Yep.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Mandy.
Mandy, can you tell us three things about yourself that you just absolutely want people to know?
Well, I love Core.
Wonderful.
I enjoy writing, and I enjoy being around my friends.
Nice, nice. Now, when you say you enjoy writing, what are some of the things that you love to write about?
I like to write children's stories. I have a couple books out.
All right.
So I'm happy about that.
You should be. That's a really, really awesome accomplishment. All right, we're moving on. Good to hear from you, Mandy. Excuse me, sir, in the Rocky shirt. What's your name?
Bruce.
Bruce, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you like?
Well, besides Core,
mm-hmm.
I always like to remember what's been happening practically everywhere.
Nice, nice. So you kind of, you define yourself as quite the historian, wouldn't you? Nice. What are some important things that have happened this week?
Well, besides this week, next week is mm-hmm. going to be the anniversary of the encounter I had coming back from Boulder Reservoir after a swim.
Oh, nice, nice. Do you want to go into that now, or should we save it for a little later?
No, we'll do that later.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything else you want people to know about you? Some stuff that you like, maybe, hobbies, things like that?
Yeah, I always like to explore, and when it's really hot, I can find some plates to cool off in.
Nice.
Like I did that one time before I saw that fire over at Nederland called the Cold Spring Fire.
So you spotted a fire up in Nederland?
Yeah, I don't have to actually be there to see it because I was at that bus stop waiting for the northbound bolt.
Sure, sure.
And I just can't figure out those two crazy people from Alabama who started
fire. Yep. We always have to worry about fire safety, especially with how hot it's been and how dry it's been around here. Safety always first, right, you guys?
Right.
Awesome. Bruce, it is great to hear from you. Okay, my friend next to Bruce, can you introduce yourself? Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Philip, and I like building model cars, plastic model cars, metal model cars, Hot Wheels, anything with wheels.
Nice.
I also like CORE because I can paint cars instead of build them.
Nice. Very artistic person. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say something you didn't mention that I'm going to mention right away. You are quite the impersonator. You do a lot of really awesome impressions. Is there any one quickly that you could maybe give us so we can hear it?
Mr. Richards, get me Captain Cook.
And now for us who aren't familiar with that, who was that?
I was trying to be Captain Bligh from The Bounty.
Totally. Awesome. That was wonderful, man. It is good to hear from you. Sir, in the Jurassic Park shirt sitting over there smiling, come on over here. Tell me. Tell me something about yourself. Introduce yourself.
My name's Austin.
Austin, how are you?
Pretty good.
Tell me something that makes you really happy, Austin.
Well, for a time, I like school.
You like school? What do you like about school?
I like hanging out with some people I know.
Yeah, your friends?
All my friends.
Nice. What else do you like?
I do like the journey book.
Yeah, you like writing in your journal and things like that? Nice. And now I know for a fact that you really love music too, right?
I like some more kids. I like the 80s, 90s, and 70s. I'm not really a 50 person.
Okay, so tell me, in the 80s, or the 90s if you want, what is your favorite, your favorite band?
Not my part of my life. Nah, in the pen, listen to.
Yeah.
I did in the pen myself.
Totally.
I'm making my own thing. I don't feel like
being famous. I agree with you completely. Like when I listen to music, it's usually on my own. It's something independent I do, and it helps me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it puts me in a good mood. Well, sometimes it gets me excited.
It's a hard way. Sometimes people don't.
Mm-hmm.
The easy way.
Yeah.
I try to take it easy.
Exactly, dude. It's all about taking it easy, isn't it? You are one chill dude, Austin.
Yeah, but I don't like drama.
No drama. Heck no.
I like listen to, like, nice thing.
Yeah.
I like, what was it, Journey? You know what it's about, Journey, about? There's a book.
Yeah. What do you like about Journey, the band?
Like T-Tail. Like, my life.
Yeah.
The good thing.
So you feel like Journey, as an artist, as a band, kind of speaks to you.
It's wood.
Oh, it's the lyrics.
Don't.
I hear you. I understand that.
That's the way I am.
Totally, man. I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Austin. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yep.
I agree. Sometimes when we're listening to music, the lyrics really speak to us and help us out. I agree. All right, moving on. Mm-hmm. Sir, that's sitting next to Austin, what is your name?
Eric.
Eric, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Something that you really, really like or maybe some hobbies?
Well, I like video games.
Video games? Excellent. What kind of video games do you like?
Well, like military or Transformers and
not
Star Wars.
Star Wars, Transformers, military games. Very cool. Now, I have to ask you,
what?
Who is your favorite Star Wars character?
Anakin Skywalker.
You like Anakin?
Yeah.
Now, you do know who Anakin turns into, spoiler alert. Darth Vader.
Yeah, Darth Vader.
So you like Darth Vader. Are you on the dark side?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. You're always on the light side of the Force, right?
With Darth, Anakin to turn Darth Vader.
He does. He turns into Darth Vader in one of the episodes, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome, man. Anything else you want to share with us?
I like military stuff.
Military stuff? Nice. Well, like, what kind of military stuff?
I like character stuff.
Excellent. That's wonderful. And I notice you always carry your camera around. Do you like taking pictures as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, who do you like to take pictures of?
About my games.
Of your games, of friends and things like that, maybe?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's really wonderful, man. Thank you for sharing.
And last thing.
Go ahead.
I like Transformers.
Oh, that's right, Transformers. So are you a Decepticon or an Autobot?
Both sides are.
Nice. I like that. You like a little bit of this and you like a little bit of that.
Yeah.
That's so awesome, man. Thank you for sharing with us. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, I feel like I know you a little bit better. We were able to kind of talk about things that we really like, things that are important to us. And some of us mentioned that core is something that you really like. Phil, I want to ask you, what if you were explaining to someone what core is, what would you tell them? What would you say about core?
It's a place that helps people with different challenges to either get outside work or give them something to do so they're not bored out of their minds at home.
I agree. It's a place that we can come and we can work on skills that help us be better ingrained in the community, right, guys? Something that we can learn skills that we can get jobs and things like that. Go ahead, Austin.
I like school because I like them. I want to be the Mookas. I want to be the, like you do.
Sure.
I like sports.
Sports. And you like music?
I want to learn how to do not the fantasy. I want to taught me how to do it.
Totally. And that's something that we can definitely work on, kind of moving into a little bit more detailed music work.
That's how I want to be.
Yeah. Okay, man. We can work on that for sure.
Okay.
Mandy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What is your favorite thing about Core Labor Source?
I just like the environment a lot, it's a very comfortable place to be.
Nice. So it's comfortable. I agree completely. What else do you like about the environment? Things that if someone didn't know what Core was, you would tell them about it.
Well, it's a day program, and we get to go out in the community.
Nice.
And just interact with each other and have a lot of fun.
I love that. That's awesome. Frankie, I'm going to bring it over to you, man. So you, not only do you do classes that are on-site, so we do like music classes, art classes.
Yeah.
There's community-based classes where you can go into different things. There's also something called supported employment at Core. Yeah. Can you kind of explain what supported employment is for people?
Well, all the people around us, it's kind of a good idea to enjoy moments with jobs, like Left Hand.
Left Hand Brewery, nice.
Yeah, right. And Oscar Blues.
Oscar Blues Brewery, very nice.
The other ones are GE.
General Electric.
General Electric,
yeah. Wonderful, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And the other ones are, I know, is Just a Pine Brewery.
Excellent. A lot of breweries.
Yeah.
Gotta like that, right?
Yeah. And the part I like the most is, LDDA.
LDDA, that's working with the Chamber of Commerce here in Longmont, correct?
Yeah.
Nice. And so now when you go to your supported employment, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not, you know, you're the expert and not me.
Thank you.
You go there and you're with a work crew and a staff member, and you do work that you actually do get wages. You get you make money, correct?
That's correct, seriously, because I found out I love, I enjoy the company.
Yeah.
That's one. Number two, it's not easy to, you know, play around with our friends.
Totally, totally. So you have a good time with your work crew. You're not just sitting there working away the day, right?
No.
Staying on task, obviously, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm just explaining it better.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you. Well, see, I have a great time with my ex-friends like Scott, Phil.
Yep.
And Mandy and Bruce.
Nice.
And,
And Austin and Eric,
Austin
right?
And Eric,
yep. Austin's like, hey, what am I, chopped liver?
No. Sorry. I just saying that.
Well, okay. What I'm thinking about is what Phil did. I always be like a comic.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I feel like cartoons.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like, funny looking things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just throw things out. Okay, we have the problem. Woohoo!
There we go.
My name is Mickey Mouse. How are you doing today?
Wait, backtrack a little bit. You never told me that you can do impressions.
Yeah, I do.
All right, let me give me Mickey Mouse. I'm gonna hear it right now.
Hello, how you doing, Johnny? Okay. Oh boy, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Oh my gosh, Eric, are you cracking up over there?
Yeah.
Oh, is boy. That ridiculous?
How you doing?
I know.
So somehow we went from supported employment, how that's important, to Mickey Mouse joining us in the studio.
Oh, thank you.
Austin, go ahead, man. Do you have a question?
This is about a character who makes art stuff. Like, the Walt Disney.
Yeah, Walt Disney.
He made that stuff.
He did.
Because yeah. People, like, 25 years make that.
Oh, my gosh. He made it. I want to say, and now don't get me, don't hold me to it. We'll have to do research. I could ask Phil. Phil, do you know when Walt Disney first created Mickey Mouse? Maybe Bruce, you might be able to answer that. When was the first time we heard or saw Mickey Mouse?
I think it was 1928. It was Steamboat 28? Willie.
I think you're right. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, 1920.
Okay, I agree. Bruce, do you concur with that?
Yeah, because Mickey was seen in black and white.
Mm-hmm. That's right, mm-hmm. Black and white.
And he was the skipper of this riverboat by the name of Steamboat Willie.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Nice. And that was the first time that we got to meet Mickey Mouse, correct?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, sorry, random tangent. I just had to figure that out. And luckily I have my two historians here that know a lot about the past.
I can do Mickey Mouse too, you know.
Hold on, Mickey.
Oh boy, hey, think of it.
It's like a Mickey Mouse. Woo-hoo! It's like a Mickey Mouse freestyle rap battle over here.
Okay.
Oh geez, no, hold on. Let's not even get into it. Oh my gosh.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So let's
25.
Let's head back one sec, buddy. Let's head back, Eric. I want to talk to you.
What?
What is your favorite thing about Core Labor Source?
I like to take pictures of my friends.
You like taking pictures of your friends?
School or something.
That's awesome, man. Do you do any specific classes that you really like? Besides radio class, obviously.
I graduated school every time, I think.
Excellent, man. And so now at Core, what are other classes that you're in?
Art.
Nice. And what do you do? Well, I kind of know what you do in art, but what are you working on right now in art class?
Music.
Music stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Cool. Well, it seems like, and now this is from, you know, my perspective and hopefully the perspective of somewhat of an outsider, Core gives us the ability to kind of pursue the different things that we like. So if we're into music, if we're into art, if we like to work, if we like to write like Mandy does, Core gives us that outlet and gives us those classes that we can work on those skills. And the ultimate goal is just to be more independent, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Mandy, do you have something to add to that?
It also helps us, it also keeps us busy so we don't get bored during the day.
That's right. That was something that Phil said. So you're not just kind of sitting around, right?
No.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, I think it's absolutely wonderful you guys are all here. So let's talk specifically about radio class. Radio class is something new that we're doing. Now, this class has been around for a little bit, but really recently, we just started getting into the studio. How does that make you guys feel, just being in here and using the microphones, using the different equipment? How does it make you feel? Go ahead, Phil and then Austin. Sound good?
I got here because going up to the Radio Jet's name.
Uh-huh.
And because it's like people like DJ, you own that.
DJing, yeah, exactly.
I'm not a fan of DJ person.
No?
I know how long I want... like the wood, nice and neat.
Totally.
And on the paper, I want to be part of my life. I want to be like cartoon art stuff.
Excellent.
People sign paper like this.
So when you do your shows, like if you're a DJ, you like things to be scripted out, not like just coming out of nowhere.
Not scripted. Like remember that song called Sledgehammer?
Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, that's
you know it.
He's a cartoon clip like Clayton.
Oh, okay, so you like more of the animation aspect
of it.
That's
how I want to be.
That's awesome, man. You want to be an animator. That's
something. You know that, like, ABC?
Yep.
The TV show, the doll?
Yep.
Like, stand the guys, and like, the eyes, they go, the water come out, like that?
Yeah.
That's my favorite mode.
See, that's awesome. So you want to be an animator, so my suggestion to you?
No, the wood, he need help. The wood about me.
Right, exactly, exactly. And that's, I think, all. Coors art classes could totally help you out doing that.
Yeah.
Phil, what about you, man?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this class?
Asleep over here?
Oh, hey, now, wake up. This is not sleeping class. That's on Mondays, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I have a tendency,
or it's on Tuesdays.
I have a tendency to do this in the afternoon. I'm still talking with the doctor, trying to figure out why.
Hey, you know what? By Friday afternoon, after a long week of work, community classes, and on-site classes, I completely understand feeling a little tired. It's been a week and a half. But Phil, let me talk to you. What do you like about radio class? I know you're kind of new to this class. You're one of the newer members. So what do you think?
Well, let's see. I can make a real blank out of myself.
Thank you.
Without even trying.
I have to say, I appreciate you being appropriate for on the air. That was very, very nice.
Yes, people won't know what my face looks like. They'll just know my weird voice and all my voices.
Including the really high-pitched ones.
There it is. Nice.
Well, I want to tell you, I know the way for it that way. When I was a kid, I'd run myself and follow the wood. I'd run like Ben Stiller. It's my favorite movie that I was a kid that watched it.
Go ahead. Are you going to do a Ben Stiller impression here?
Ready?
All right.
It's a Tom Cruise flick.
Wee! Like that one.
Oh, my gosh. That was excellent. I will give you a hand for that. Wonderful impression. Nice job.
Yep.
Scotty, I want to talk to you about this, man. Tell me what you like about radio class.
Like people I'm hanging out with, like Mandy or something.
Aw, Scott, you're so nice. Yeah, you like the people that are in the class that you get to see every Friday.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I love that. Let's see. Well, we are running a little bit.
I like to see you too, Scott.
Aw, Mandy, you guys are so wonderful. That's awesome. What's up?
I want my life to make better. I want to have a good toy friend. But I got Johnny now.
Hey.
That's what I want to be.
There you go.
You.
Best friends, right, buddy?
Yep.
My man. Well, you guys, we are running low on time. I think this was a really great introduction to ourselves. We learned a little about ourselves as individuals, as well as we got to learn about CORE and the things that we really enjoy about this class specifically and different things like that. So I say, before we go, we say the name of our show, which is, just for a reminder, Happy and Creative, right?
Yep.
And then we all can say goodbye. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Happy and creative.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Adios. Auf Wiedersehen.
Ciao. Ciao.